Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 97 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And I'm actually recording this inside Go Outdoors in Southampton, which is, for our American friends, is a big sort of chain of outdoor shops, camping, cycling, fishing, rock climbing, all that kind of stuff. And I'm here because Wendy's choosing a Christmas present. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. What we're going to talk about today is how to be Georgia's. And I've mentioned on this podcast before, my mate George, who is currently, 2 months and 3 days away from being 99 years old. And today I took him out for his Christmas lunch at the pub. And he was telling stories. And, you know, one of the interesting things is when you're 99, you've got a lot of stories. If you've still got your marbles, and George definitely has. And I've been talking a lot recently on the podcast about backstory. And, excuse me, I'm still getting rid of this cold. One of the things about George, as I've mentioned before, is just the positive outlook he has on things. And in this sense that we're all formed in our backstory. And one of the funny things about George, I guess, is just how he looks at everything. He just doesn't get annoyed by stuff. It's really interesting. And we got a little insight into why today, because George was talking about his dad. And so George is 99. Obviously, his dad's been gone a long while. But he was talking about the job his dad had when he was a kid. And his dad's job was effectively to deliver firewood around the local estate. So we live on what used to be the Hursley estate in just outside of Winchester, and we live in one of the cottages that used to be Tide Cottage. And George's dad's job was to deliver firewood, and he used to do this in a cart pulled by a shire horse called Captain. And just a few sentences today in the pub, George conjured up this image of this life, of this world. And it just makes you realise how much he's seen, how much has changed. And it sort of gives you an insight into why, you know, all the kind of the things that frustrate me, like, I don't know, like traffic or what have you. You know, George grew up in a world where you got your firewood by horse and cart. And think about all the things that have changed since then. He sort of sees the world as a magical place because he remembers what it was like, I think. And I don't know why that doesn't apply to so many old people. So many old people are, I think, pretty grumpy. But for some reason, for George, it hasn't affected him that way. And so that was one thing. And the other thing he said, because we were talking about the election, is he said, the thing is, we've seen it all before. And I sometimes think, for someone of his age, it's kind of literally true. And we're laughing because, you know, I was feeling my age this weekend because I was 50. And of course, that's half of George's age, which really puts things into perspective, I think. So I'm going to try and be more Georgia's over Christmas. They call him Georgia's at the home he's in. Gorgeous George, Georgia's. And I think, you know, it's just that kind of attitude is really interesting to me. And, you know, we talk about business and we talk about productivity and I talk about stories and what have you. But ultimately, all of this stuff that we're trying to do is really in pursuit of the thing that George has, which is just that he's happy. And whatever happens, he makes the most of life. Anyway, that's it for episode 97. Thanks for listening. It's episode 97 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. Because your story, like gorgeous George's, means business.